This is World Update with Dan Damon. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll talk about the threat to Zimbabwe's election. One of the independent observers says that the warning of war if the opposition is to win is just part of the reason the election is not credible. Also, the man said to be Osama bin Laden's representative in Europe has been set free. We'll find out why. This is the BBC.
BBC News with Mike Cooper. The head of the Pan-African Parliamentary Observer Mission to Zimbabwe, Marwick Kamalo, says he'll not endorse next week's presidential runoff election as free and fair if current levels of violence continue. He said the political environment was not conducive to an election. The South African leader Thabo Mbeki will meet President Robert Mugabe today to discuss the situation. Government troops and NATO forces in Afghanistan have begun an offensive to drive Taliban insurgents from the outskirts of the southern city of Kandahar. First reports spoke of minor clashes and exchanges of gunfire. In neighbouring Helmand province, four British soldiers have been killed in an explosion. Israel has confirmed that it's agreed a truce with Hamas, the Palestinian movement controlling the Gaza Strip. When it takes effect on Thursday, the truce should end Palestinian rocket attacks on Israel and ease the humanitarian situation in Gaza created by Israel's economic blockade. American commanders in Iraq say they believe a deadly car bomb attack in Baghdad on Tuesday was carried out by renegade Shia militiamen and not by al-Qaeda or other Sunni militants. They said the attackers were trying to incite sectarian violence against Sunnis. Survivors of the Srebrenica massacre during the Bosnian War are bringing a civil case in The Hague against the Dutch state and the United Nations. 8,000 Bosnian Muslims were killed in 1995 when Srebrenica was overrun by Bosnian Serb forces while it was under the protection of Dutch peacekeepers. There's renewed pressure on Malaysia's embattled Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi, with a regional party in his coalition calling for a vote of no confidence. The Sabah Progressive Party said the government had become insensitive towards its home state in the impoverished east of the country. One of the great stars of Hollywood musicals, the actress and singer Sid Charisse, has died at the age of 86. She was famous for her work in the 1940s and 50s with such co-stars as Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire. BBC News.
This is World Update from the BBC World Service in London. I'm Dan Damon. It's been confirmed that South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki, who's been leading mediation efforts in Zimbabwe, will meet President Robert Mugabe in the country's second city, Bulawayo, today to discuss the election. And the head of an African observer mission, Marwick Kamalo of the Pan-African Parliament, has warned that violence ahead of the presidential runoff next week damages that vote's credibility. He expressed concern about President Robert Mugabe's recent threats of war to keep the opposition from taking power. I spoke to Bright Matonga, who speaks on behalf of ZANU-PF, the ruling party in Zimbabwe. I asked him first about Mr. Mbeki's visit.
That's the first time I've heard about that. If he is visiting, it's not unusual. He chairs the Committee on ZANU-PF and MDC's negotiations, and it won't be unusual for him to visit Zimbabwe for an update and to see what is going on. But at the moment, I'm not aware that he is coming, but I will not be surprised if he comes because of his role as the mediator of ZANU-PF and MDC.
The report is that President Mugabe is in Bulawayo today for rallies and that Thabo Mbeki will be there too. Does that at least match with the program that you know President Mugabe has underway?
The president is on a nationwide tour. We are campaigning vigorously to make sure that we win. I think that is our main focus at the moment. We're not going to entertain anything that distracts that campaign process. So if President Mbeki is visiting, he's a neighbor, he's a friend, he's a brother, and, it's proper.
Will he be able to discuss these concerns by the Pan-African Parliament Observer Mission, which is approved, I think, by your government? The head of that mission says that the reports of violence, horrendous reports, he says, will damage the credibility of the election.
We are very concerned about violence. We're doing everything in our capacity to make sure that we eliminate violence. We're tough on those that are sponsoring violence. It is our top priority. We're doing everything in our capacity to have a zero tolerance on violence.
Well, but didn't President Mugabe say that he would declare war on the opposition?
Because they causing most of the violence. That's the reports we have from the police. And really, it's his concern on violence. That violence has to stop. And we've not had any statement from Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai on his policy on violence. He's very quiet. He's made mum, even his party, they haven't made a comment on violence. Obviously, it points to the fact that they are involved in violence.
But it doesn't sound like a message of conciliation and peacemaking for President Mugabe to say he'll declare war on the opposition.
We have to be tough on violence. If you in Zimbabwe see what they're doing...
The reports that we're getting are that the violence is coming from the war veterans, it's coming from ZANU-PF members, that they are the ones intimidating opposition supporters. Those are the reports, Mr. Mutongo.
It appears that you only get reports from one side of the, from the MDC.